The two funds spend millions of dollars a year bringing business to Texas. The Emerging Technology Fund provides money for research into future money-making technologies. The Texas Enterprise Fund provides incentives for companies to move to Texas or expand their operations in the state. Andrew Wheat is with Texans for Public Justice, a Follow the Money government watchdog group. He says over the past year, the funds have been used as little more than a campaign tool for Governor Rick Perry.
When on the one hand, you are presenting something to the voters as being an unmitigated success that makes you particularly qualified for re-election, and on the other hand, it's your office that's charged with administering the program itself.
Over the years, both Republicans and Democrats have criticized the funds. Some think the government doesn't need to be picking favorites in a free market by using state tax dollars. Others worry about how the money is distributed. They think the funds should continue as long as the governor's office is removed from the equation. That's an idea several lawmakers, including Republican State Representative Jim Pitts, brought up during the 2009 legislative session. Pitts took issue with $50 million given to Texas A&M University to build a pharmaceutical research lab. In a 2009 committee hearing, Pitts grilled the governor's office on the grant and asked Texas A&M officials why they chose the Enterprise Fund to get the building built.
Why do you go to the governor's office to get to build a building? And are we going to have that from now on instead of going through the legislature for university to build a building? Are you going to go to the governor's office?
No matter who administers the fund after the 2011 session, odds are both will have less money to hand out. Lawmakers will trim billions of dollars from the next state budget. But spokesperson Catherine Sessinger in Governor Perry's office says the funds are still a worthy investment for the legislature and taxpayers.
So that we can see the return on those investments, whether that means the emerging technologies into the marketplace here in Texas, the commercialization of those technologies here in Texas, as well as continuing to attract businesses from all over the country.
How much money is left in the funds will probably depend on how much lawmakers have to cut from the budget. Current estimates place those cuts between $12 to $28 billion. Texas Comptroller Susan Combs will provide a more definitive number in January. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.